Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from Lake Titicaca. It's in Peru. Lake Titicaca is 12,500 feet above sea level and is one of the most spiritual places. It's also a very special show today because for the first hour from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., I'll be bringing in a wonderful Native American shawwoman named Sylvia Calisea
Chukimia.
Chukimia. Okay. Sylvia, I'm so sorry. Could you pronounce your name? Say hi to my audience for me.
Okay. My name is Sylvia Calisaya Chukimia.
Great. I think I'll just call you Sylvia. That's easier for me. She's from the Aymara people here in Peru. She'll be taking me later today to a very special place at Lake Titicaca, where she says people enter into the Hollow Earth. I have been given an invitation before to go into the Hollow Earth, and I'll be sure to let you know if I do go in next week on my next show. During the second hour from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Seattle time, I will be broadcasting a very special presentation in Spanish by Michiko Hayashi, who, of course, is the director of the Immortal Peace Project. This is the first time I've had a Spanish interview, and I have many listeners in the Caribbean, Mexico, Spain, and in Central and South America. And for their benefit, I'll be broadcasting her presentation in Spanish. And my apologies that we're all separated by language, but I'm sure you'll understand and really enjoy it. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this Earth a better place. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. Out of This World Radio is one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 160,000 listeners in over 70 countries. I wanted to tell everyone that my Galactic Wisdom Conference will be held on March 9th, 10th, and 11th in Olympia, Washington, just south of Seattle. The first day of the conference will be on Friday, March 9th, and it's free. And we'll also be having some of the world's most famous healers and psychics and UFO people, including, of course, Michiko Hayashi, Sorichiro Yoshinuchi, a famous Hado instructor from Tokyo, Dr. Cairo Roca from the Bahamas, a famous naturopathic doctor, Dr. Angel Fernandez from the Dominican Republic, Simon Parks from England, a famous UFO contactee, Professor Gerald Pollack at the University of Washington, a very famous water scientist, Sidney Kirkpatrick of the Edgar Casey Foundation at the ARE in Virginia, Judy Calley, a famous American psychic, and I consider one of the world's best, Carolyn White, PhD, aura reader, speaker, and author, Teresa Carroll, a wonderful psychic, Tom Palladino, a famous scalar energy healer from Florida, Billy Woodward and his father, Zora, from the Hollow Earth, Robbie Holtz, an author and also an Australian Aboriginal healer, Tony Rodriguez, who was with the U.S. Secret Space Program for 20 years, Josh and Adam Biggleson, sons of Dr. Harvey Biggleson and myself, Ted Marr, show host and psychic and author of Messages from the Masters. In addition, right after the conference on March 12th and 13th, Michiko Hayashi and Sorichiro Yoshinuchi will be doing sessions with their famous Hado vibrational machines. Michi, would you mind explaining how these machines work for my listeners out there who don't know how they work?
Sure. Hi, everyone. I'm happy that Sorichiro Yoshinuchi will be coming to Seattle in March again. He was the very first and best student of Dr. Emoto's while he was practicing the alternative medicine and healing he healed more than 10,000 people with Hado machine. And what Yoshi does is now he invented his new machine called Kazutama system. Kazutama means it's the spirits of numbers, and he discovered that Hado five-digit codes is representing or describing the universe, the law of the universe, and it was applied in the ancient Shintoism. So Yoshi is using these five-digit numbers in his Hado machine, and he is healing and treating and helping people with this machine. It's an incredible vibrational machine. And people who come to this session, they will have Yoshi's special treatment with personalized water also. And it's going to cost $250 for a two-day session. Okay.
Wonderful, Michi. Thank you so much for sharing that. I really appreciate it. We will also be showing the first full-length film on Edgar Cayce called Reading. It's done by a famous Japanese film producer, Tetsushiro Tori. The film will be coming in from Tokyo. We'll be showing it at 2 p.m. Pacific time on Saturday, March 10th. And I hope you can come to this world-class healing psychic and UFO conference. For more information, please visit our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. I also want to thank everyone's support for this program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com. I really appreciate your help and support, because I know together we can and will create a much better and happier planet. I also have a new television program called Out of This World Television, which broadcasts three times a week on Channel 22 in the lower Puget Sound Seattle area. It's also available on YouTube, and I have over 50 episodes available, and they're all free. I also want to thank everyone so much for their help for this program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com. And with that, I'd like to thank everyone so much around the world who've helped me raise consciousness and make this world a better place, especially Marku from Finland, Jan Razzini of California for her wonderful support, Anita Curtis from Dublin, Dorothy from Montreal, Jason in beautiful North Vancouver, Canada, Shirley and Faison in Florida, Nina in Mexico, as well as Mary and Elias Neuschwanger from Costa Rica. I also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including the wonderful Crystal Voyage Spiritual Center in Tacoma and Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website and providing wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, and KKNW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. My friend Carol just lost her father recently, and I'd like to ask everyone listening today to please send lots of love and light to her mother, Marge, and her family to help them deal with the loss of their beautiful father. I'd also like to ask everyone listening today send lots of love and light to Misako Michiko Hayashi's mother in Japan, who had a stroke last year, as well as my friend named Ryan in Bend, Oregon, and Dr. William Mount in Tacoma. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I can teach people how to contact their guides and spirit guides and angels. If you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. And with that, to start this wonderful part of the program, I'd like to have my producer, Eric, play this beautiful Indian flute music from the Incas. From the Andes. Hello, friends. Thank you so much for listening today. Sylvia's with me, and she's an amazing Native American Shaw woman from the Aymara people here in Peru. And I'm talking to her now from Lake Titicaca, which is 12,500 feet above sea level. The vibrations at this location are so special. And I want to tell also everyone, too, who are not, that this is where the legend has it, is where the Inca came from. They came from out of Lake Titicaca. And my friends in the Hollow Earth confirmed that they did come from Lake Titicaca, and they came from the Agartha civilization in the fourth dimension. That's why they were a very benevolent and loving and kind civilization with their relations with other peoples here in South America. But Sylvia, thank you so much for coming on today.
Yeah, thank you to everybody in this moment. I'm just with emotion to see and receive Ted and Michiko and all the family that they come here to this highest part of the world.
Wonderful, Sylvia. Wonderful. This is such a special treat to have you on today. I'm so glad you could be here. Now, your website is www.museodelacoca.com. That's M as in Mary, U-S-E-O, D as in David, E-L-A-C-O-C-A.com, for those of you who'd like to contact Sylvia or find out more information about the services, wonderful services she provides. Now tell me, Sylvia, cocaine, I think, coca leaves, actually, you use them as a way to do readings, is that correct?
Yeah, yes. That's part of my life, I can say, that my expertise, to do a coca reading, because I am the healer in this part of the Altiplano. I am an Aymara healer, you know, and I use more the coca leaves. For me, the coca, the spirit of the coca is connected, and I do a lot of reading by this coca and healing as well.
Okay. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you have in front of you a, you brought some coca leaves, and you've laid them out on this beautiful shawl. It's a brown embroidered shawl. And how does it work exactly?
Yeah, the coca, first I have to connect with the ones they want to have a reading. I have to connect, and then this connection will permit me to ask to the spirit of the coca. And the spirit of the coca is the Inal Mama, and I ask to that, you know, and then I can drop the leaves and I can see what is happening. Coca can tell more about the person, about the physical body, sometimes about the spiritual body. It can tell me about the present life, the future, sometimes the past life. It really depends.
Okay. Well, if you don't mind, would you mind doing a reading for me tonight? Sylvia now is doing her special ceremony with the coca leaves.
Okay, first thing I see for you, Ted, is you have a problem in your right leg, the foot. And I can see a little in that side. I don't know what you did, but it's in the...
I stepped on a sliver about 2 months ago, and it got infected. Then I had to take the sliver out, but I'm better now. But that's true.
So I see more of that.
Yeah.
Then. You have to be careful because it's going to the other side. And this time you come with a lot of work. Lots of people around you, and they follow a lot of people. I don't know what you do, but there is a lot of people following to you. I think maybe this is because this project.
I have my own radio and television show, so a lot of people listen. So.
Of course, yeah, there must be listening to you about all this. What you are working, but you have to be careful because there is some paper problem, documents. You be careful about that. And there is someone is sick, and you have to check it.
Okay.
Is a man?
Yes, my friend Orion has had throat cancer for several years, and it was almost gone, and now it's come back again. So I've tried to get him some healing for that, but he's a good person.
Yeah, but he's really very sick.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. You have a question, you can ask it, and then maybe the answer can come more clear.
Okay, I have a question off the bat. Many people ask me, how do we make this world a better place? And I'd love to ask your spirit guides, what advice do your spirit friends give you on making this world a better place, Sylvia?
Yeah, we have to work a lot. There is a very big spirit that who is going to help this, but there we have to work. You have to work more. And then the things can change in all over the world, but there is a lot of work. But there's a very big spirit, very big power who's coming to change all.
Wonderful. I don't see, even though North Korea has been in the news recently, I don't see us getting into a war with them, into a war with North Korea. I don't see any third world war in the future.
No. There will be probably a lot of, the Mother Earth will get a lot of anger. More anger in everywhere, not just in one place, and I think all over the world. But the people that way will learn, and that will change the people. Because it's something that they need to do the Pachamama, to move, you know, to give a shake, and then the people will do us an awakening and then move and help the Mother Earth.
This brings up a lot of questions. And because we've had, for example, during the last 6 months, we had these terrific hurricanes in the Caribbean. The poor people in Puerto Rico, the whole island was devastated. Florida was hit. Then we had flooding in Houston, Texas, parts of Texas, of course. Then now we had fires in California. It's been one thing after the other. And is this a way for Mother Earth, Gaia, to wake us up, to perhaps care about more about each other than ourselves?
Yeah, I can say that in our tradition, we understand Pachamama was really 13,000 years sleeping. And nowadays, in this time, since 2012, the Pachamama is moving. It's activating the energy. So I mean the feminine energy. And I know after this, the Pachamama will recover her power. But to recover her power is going to do this, you know, move, shake. All over the world. It's not just in one place. I know here, more south, you know, and everywhere. But people are learning. This is a moving. Mm-hmm. So we are leading, I think. So that's why I said we have to do, we have to follow, we have to work. Of course, will be a lot of hard work, but we have to do. Mm-hmm. Who is going to start? We have to start.
Now, what's very interesting, now you say the Pachamama, that's Mother Earth, is that right?
Of course, the Pachamama is our mother, is our really mother. And in our belief, God came through the Mother Earth, through the Pachamama. And you have to understand also how in this area, for the Aymara people, in our belief, we have many gods, Pachamama, Mother Earth. We believe in the Mother Water, the Mama Kota is our other god. We believe in the mountains that are as guardians. We believe in the Father Sun. We believe in the Mama Moon. But of course we are Catholics. But why we are Catholics? Because we were forced. Because the panic of the Spaniards, we become Catholic quickly. But we said we are Catholics, face outside.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Sure, I understand. The 13,000-year figure that you just mentioned is fascinating to me because 12,500 years ago is what I'm told is when the destruction of Atlantis happened. So we've had the Earth has been going through a cycle. I think everything is cycles for the last 12,500, 13,000 years. And I think we are definitely headed into a new, beautiful, bright period in human history.
Yeah, in 2012, we know the Mother Earth started to change the energy, mm-hmm. move. Lots of people, they were thinking the Earth will collapse, we will end. But in our belief, that was the Pachacuti. And Pachacuti means the change of the world. Pacha is the universe, the Earth. And Kuti is a change in our language. Mm-hmm. So the Mother Earth changed it. Mm-hmm. Now we are moving that way.
Beautiful. I also have to ask you, there's a Hopi Indian prophecy that says when the Native American peoples of the South America connect with the Native American peoples of North America, there will be harmony and peace on the earth. Have you heard about that prophecy?
Yeah, there are lots of prophecy that they say that... One I have heard, they said when the eagle and the condor will fly together, right. The world will change. And I can say, this is this prophecy. Mm-hmm. You come from America. I am from the South. You are in the South. We are flying that energy, the right. condor and the eagle knowledge. So this is the prophecy. I know this needs to be more deeper, you know, I know there need to come more Americans here, and we have to go there. That's the prophecy. Right. This will change then.
Right, right. And I also think, too, that it's happening now already.
Yes.
This is already happening, whether we realize it or not. Yeah. And there was another quote I wanted to share with you, and this is from the Dalai Lama, who came to a Native American, big Native American conference in the Southwest America back in 2012. And he said that evil as an experiment is ending on this planet now. And the entire planet has shifted so that in the future we won't run into the negativity, the wars, the conflict that we've had in the past many thousands of years.
Yeah, I think this is all over the world, in everywhere, as the Dalai Lama, as you know, other healers, other people, they are just telling about how these ancient people, we had the same belief, mm-hmm. we had the same connection. Only thing we need is now to move and go that path.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sylvia, later tomorrow, you'll be taking me and my friends here to a special place in Lake Titicaca. I can't remember the name of it, but it's a spot where people enter into another dimension or the hollow earth. Could you tell my listeners about that? I'm sure they'd find it fascinating.
Yeah, this part of the world, the Altiplano, is a very mysterious. There are such a special places that we need to know. Ancient people, they had a connection probably with those places. And the place that I wanted to take is the Wilcautapunku, is in our language, which is nowadays called the Aramamuro. And this is recently that they put this name, but the original name is the Wilcautapunku. What means Wilcautapunku in Aymara means the door of the house of the gods. So, in our tradition, in our belief, ancient people, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, they used to think that that place was the uterus of the Mother Earth, where the people can go to the other dimension, or the people can come out. You know, recently we had a lot of experiences in that place, but it's such a powerful place where they say that you can go to your inner world. And lots of people can do a kind of rebirth, you know. And the rebirth is in learning about your inside body. So it's a very special place, this Wilcautapunku. Lots of people, they say it's not man-made. It's very ancient, you know. So we are going there to do and have some ceremonies.
Okay, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, I wanted to ask you too, the energy in this area of Lake Titicaca is the same energy that I felt in Cusco and the same energy I felt at Machu Picchu and the same energy that I also felt at Mount Shasta and at Tokelon, Washington. And what ties all those places together is that it's very, very high vibrational energy of the fourth and fifth dimensions, and it comes from the hollow earth, from the Lemurians who escaped destruction by the Atlanteans about 12,500 years ago. And it's more than the fact that we're 12,500 feet above sea level. That means we're way up and your breath gets short. But I can feel my vibrations very, very high here. And I can tell the Inca spirits, the ancient Indian spirits, are all around me all the time. And I wanted you to comment that on, if you could.
Yeah, you know, this is, they said in other part of the world with the same altitude, there is no life. Places as this or less than this is covered with snow, and here no snow. Right. And they said under the Lake Titicaca could be the temple. There is a lost city, you know, and could be the temple that they keep the last scrolls and a golden disc. The golden disc is the disc of the life, wow. The light, you know. I know in South America there are two golden discs. One is in the Lake Titicaca, and the other one is in Patagonia.
Okay.
So this golden disc is the light. It's the light of life. Uh-huh. That's why the Aymara people, we were called the children of light, the Lupihaques. Mm-hmm. Probably it's true that here, under the Lake Titicaca, is this golden disc. That's why the energy. Mm-hmm. And we know this is connected with also America, as you said, Mount Shasta, and is connected with Mexico, and right. That way is connected with Egypt.
Right.
So that's why the energy is very similar.
Mm-hmm. One important thing I want to share with you is that last week on my Friday radio show, Judy Calley, who's I consider one of America's best psychics, brought in President Kennedy, and he was saying that the Earth has totally shifted into a very positive framework now, and humanity's really waking up. There are more people now in the light than there are in the dark. And eventually, within 10 years, that process will be complete, and the entire planet will be covered in this beautiful white light of much, much higher vibration than it is even now. And the vibrations that I'm feeling now today in Lake Titicaca are the same vibrations I felt at Mount Shasta and other places around the globe. But that vibration is really raising the planet, and there's going to be a time within, Nostradamus has told me, within the next 10 years that the planet will be completely transformed and will shift quickly into the fourth dimension, then finally into the fifth. And that'll be a fantastic change for the future. And it also means the total end of any kind of conflict, of fighting, of wars, and that kind of thing. Because I think our purpose on this planet is to create a paradise that we will truly be happy. There's no need for suffering on this planet. We've got plenty of food to go along for everyone. Money is an artificial construct to create the illusion of scarcity to make people unhappy when there's plenty of abundance of everything on this planet. And one of the most important things, of course, that Albert Einstein talked about was the force of love, as a powerful force. And I'd love your spiritual messages about the how love can help change the world.
Yes, one of the first tradition that we have still, and we hold still, the Aymara people, is in our laws, is in our rules, and is you have to love, you have to work, and you have to do service. Love is important. Mm-hmm. It's the first thing that we have to share. It's the first thing that we have to activate. It's the first thing that we have to learn how to love. And love expanding all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonderful, Sylvia. You know, you have so much wisdom. I'm so happy you can come on my show today. Sylvia, I wanted to ask you, tell you something very important. Nostradamus has told me in my conversations with him that within the next 5 years, 6 years, languages actually will become less important as people will learn to communicate telepathically. And this will be an incredible development, because at that point we truly will become one planet. There will be no more differences among people, because people will be able to understand each other crystal clear without the use of translators. The other thing too is that I know the planet's shifting, because in 1985, the number of people who visited Machu Picchu on an annual basis was about 100,000 people. Now it's about 100,000 per month. And so it's gone up 12 times. I mean, Machu Picchu, I was there a couple days ago. What a beautiful place that is. And I could feel all the Inca spirits around me, ancient spirits around me, and the vibrations were extremely high. One of the places I went to was the Sacred Springs area, where it's springs that come up to the top of these ruins, and they cascade down in several 16 different places along this mountain. And I put my my crystals in these springs, and they came out glowing. This beautiful energy, like I have a ring on that's labradorite, which is a psychic stone that helps me go into other dimensions. And the ring's been glowing ever since. So I know that the planet is really changing. What do you see from your perspective on the spiritual side of this transformation?
Yeah, I know all over the world the people are moving nowadays, you know. And in all those as Machu Picchu actually is really more visited with a lot of people. But we are just, we are affecting, because a lot of people are going to that sacred place. Mm-hmm. We have to be careful. We have to protect. Mm-hmm. As we are thinking in the water, we have to protect, you know. And all those sacred places where the energy is concentrated since our ancestors, because our ancestors, they did know where to build a sacred place to connect the energy. And those sacred places are really nowadays damaged, because a lot of people are going to there. So we have to be careful with those places, you know. Machu Picchu is one of the places. There are other places where we can go as well, but we have to tell the people to protect, as the Lake Titicaca as well. Nowadays there are lots of people, they come, but we have to protect. There are those places where we can really be healed, because are very special places.
Thank you so much, Sylvia, for mentioning that. I also, you can't see everyone in this room, but I also have a large audience here listening today. They're part of my group that I've taken down here to introduce them to this beautiful civilization and culture. And I wanted to ask anyone here might like to ask a question of Sylvia on air.
What is the most special about Lake Titicaca?
This is Dave. Okay, Dave, you asked what is the most special about Lake Titicaca?
The most special aspect or thing that you'd like to talk about this area of Peru.
Well, one is the people. The people we live around are more ancient. The other thing is Lake Titicaca is a very special Pacarina. And what means Pacarina in our language is where the water comes from under. So, as a well, huge well, and the water comes from under, and then the water of the lake is fresh and drinkable. So then we said we have to protect this water. You know, it's a very special water. So this water can heal people. That's why we have to protect.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Did you have a question also? Liliana, yes.
Yes. I would like to ask you, Sylvia, you said you are connected with Argatans, Argatan people. You came, you said your people came from Argatan, people from down underground. Are you still connected with them?
Of course, yes. Aymara people, we are still connected with the Mother Earth. Our Pachamama is a huge god for us. It's a powerful god for us. We live on. It's our mother. is our really mother. So we have a very deeper connection and belief to the Pachamama, and as well to the Mamacota, the Mother Lake. Both are a very huge god in our tradition, in our belief. And we are still doing ceremonies for that.
Do our gardens live in that city?
She asked, do our Garthans live in that city?
Of course, we can say yes, yes. Yes,
okay.
Yeah. This is our tradition for the Aymara people.
I don't want to put you on the spot, Sylvia, but can you contact them now? We could ask them some questions.
Yes, of course, yeah, to ask them.
Okay. Okay, I'll ask the question I asked before to the Garthan people. How can we, on the surface of the planet, make this world a better place?
Only thing we have to do, I think, is the faith to this Pachamama. The faith is important, you know. I think all over the world we have a tradition and the belief of this. Mm-hmm. And the Mother Earth, the Pachamama, is very special. Connected with us. Mm-hmm.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, the energy is
wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Michiko, you, Sylvia mentioned something earlier about the importance of water. I'm sure you could. Would you like to add a few things about the importance of water?
Sure. Yeah. Thank you. Well, see, we know in Japan is really blessed with water too. And I thought it was really interesting because when we were talking with Sylvia and we were talking a little while ago, you said that here in your culture, you say that everything has God. You have many gods, in mountain god, water god, and all gods in everywhere. And that's what we say in Japan also. Our ancient Shintoism say that there are 800 gods. That means in everything there's God. So that's why what we also do our rituals and ceremonies to say, to show our appreciation to water, to everything. And especially like we human beings are 70% water, so is this earth is water also 70%. And that is why we first thing we have to know is to appreciate water, and that water we drink, water we cook, water we wash our face with or clean our hands with, everything goes into our body, into the Mother Earth, and to everywhere around the world. So I think we're sharing the same information, same story, and same culture, even though we're the two opposite side of the world, you know?
Yeah, that's the same, I can say it. You know, in our tradition, the water is really important. It's the life. And it's a special God inside us. It's alive, you know? And it's inside our temple. It's here. If you don't activate this water inside you, of course you are not going to be alive. So you have to move this life. That's why the Mother Water is important in the Pachamama, in the Mother Earth, and as well in our body. It's the medicine. That's the tradition.
Well, beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. I don't want to get off track with this, but there's a wonderful psychic who lives up in Canada named Barbara Hancloud. She's been on my show before, and she's written books about how Atlantis, that conflict 12,500 years ago, traumatized humanity because they ended up destroying the whole civilization. What's interesting that I'm told by my spirit friends on the other side, that many of the spirits who actually destroyed the planet back 12,500 years ago have come back now and to try to do things instead of making the mistakes and blowing up the planet again, to do the right thing and try to create a beautiful, peaceful planet. And we're like that failed 12,500 years ago, and those negative entities blew up the planet. Now enough of them have made the right choices so the planet won't blow itself up. And I know also from talking to my spirit friends, you might say, well, what happens to negative entities who can't go along with the new Earth, where they're not going to be allowed to stay here any longer? They're going to be leaving the planet and going to a new Earth on the other side of this solar system and the same orbitable path as this Earth, and they will go to a negative, kind of a third density Earth, where they'll work out their karma. And I wish them well. Personally, I wouldn't want that choice for myself, because I'd like to see this planet ascend into the higher dimensions. The Agarthan people, do they live underneath Lake Titicaca? Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. They around in all the Lake Titicaca.
And if you don't mind me asking, do they also travel in extraterrestrial craft that is able to go through other dimensions and time travel? And do you see a lot of UFO activity around Lake Titicaca?
Lots. There are many. Especially on the islands in the nights, you know. Just last year, around here and on the islands. But the people, they don't mind. I was coming from the plaza, main plaza. We saw 6. And then the people said, there was a light. The floating island people, they said, there was a light last night. You know, so there are in the doorway and everywhere, there are actually more, because they know here is a very special place. Where is the light? Maybe they are moving that, but there is a light.
I hope we can stay on the islands tomorrow and see some of the lights and UFOs coming in and out. I know that when I'm at Mount Shasta at night, there's UFOs flying in and out of the mountain all night long. And it's just incredible, you know? Yeah. And for people out there who don't know if there's UFOs or life outside, just look outside, you know? A lot of times the people may think, oh, that's just a satellite going across the sky. But satellites don't stop, zigzag, go back and forth, and then disappear. So they act very differently. Oh, we have another question from the audience. Mary, how are you tonight?
Thanks. This is our first time we're visiting from Costa Rica. We were coming back from Machu Picchu last night, and there was a beautiful full moon. We were hoping to be at Lake Titicaca on the day when there was a full moon, a supermoon, full moon, a supermoon, a blue moon, and a full lunar eclipse all on one day, and I just wondered, was there something significant that happened here at Lake Titicaca during that eventful day?
Yeah, it's a lot of people, they watch the moon. Women, we depend by the moon. So we have to understand that first. And we know on these days, lots of children, they have a birth. You know, because midwife, we watch the moon. And how is the moon, the full moon, the babies will come out. So it's very important also that point, and lots of babies, they come out on these days. So the moon is important for the beings in the earth. We have to be very careful watching the moon. And I know recently, just I think it's 2 or 3 days before the full moon started, in the north of the Lake Titicaca from the earth comes, I don't know, it was as a meteorite or something. This happened. So every time when it's this, we have to watch, and it happens something. Or meteorite or something comes to to this part of the lake.
I have to tell you, I just received an important message from the spirit side, and I wanted to share it with you. I think one of the problems with Atlantis is that the Atlanteans, the ones who destroyed the planet with weapons, nuclear weapons that they should have never had, is that they became separated from Mother Earth and separated from humanity and separated from themselves, thinking that they were more important and more powerful than anybody else on the planet. And so they ended up destroying themselves. That same kind of disconnectedness is a problem for some people on the planet today, because if people are separated from the Earth, if they're separated from humanity, then they think they can do anything they want without consequences, and ultimately that that can be very bad for the planet, including destroying her. As John Kennedy has Jack Kennedy has told me many times, we are all one. We are all one people. We are all one planet. All the animals, plants, animals, everything on this planet is interrelated with the source of the Supreme Being or God, if you will, in one living organism. So if you hurt somebody else, you're actually hurting yourself.
Yeah, we have that belief as well. You know, we are just one. We are brothers and sisters, we said. In our tradition for the Aymaras is that, you know. And we are now, for some reason, I don't know, you are here and I am here. It's something that the Spirit is connecting us, is joining us as a one strong and powerful person.
Well, I think we're also fulfilling the Hopi prophecy, is that when the condor and the eagle fly together, there will be world peace. We have another question from the audience. Liliana, please ask your question.
Sylvia, I would like to ask, we know now that there's so many races in Fallow Earth that lived there for thousands and thousands of years. Did some of us choose to live dead and come and live on Earth outside? And was there another force, another planet that was hurt, and people came live with us? And why did we choose to live on top, not in Hollow Earth with our brothers and sisters? And why did we separate each other physically, morally, understanding love that we had once? What happened with us on the top of the planet? Thank you.
Here's Sylvia.
Okay, I think this part I understand that in our tradition, our little spirit decides where to born, where to born, to whom born, which mother find in the earth. The spirit, the little light we are, everyone, it comes by the decision to come anywhere. They can come to this earth, they can go to the other maybe, but the little light of life, it comes by the decision. It can come to this, it can come to others. Then in our tradition, we think that there is a reincarnation, there is other life in the other, and we have this life as well.
Fascinating. You know, in my psychic readings for people, I run into many souls who have lived in, sometimes in Agartha, sometimes in the Hollow Earth, but have come to this surface of this planet now to help us with the ascension process. And it's really a beautiful time to be alive. Sure, there's a lot of challenges, but I know there's a lot of good things coming, my spirit friends tell me. And when I was up in Machu Picchu yesterday, I meditated for a while at these sacred springs, and I could tell the spirits were all around me. They were very happy we were all there. But there are so many people now visiting Machu Picchu. They almost love it to death, you know. But many of them, so many people want to come to Machu Picchu. Many more people now are coming to Peru, but they don't know why. But I think the reason why is because they're seeking spiritual advancement and spiritual guidance, because the planet is shifting into the higher dimensions.
Yeah, of course it's that. You know, a lot of people, they want. But the thing is, in this time, more people, you know. But we just have to be careful with that sacred place. There are lots of people. They come. Right. They want to feel that energy. They want to see, you know, what is happening. But we just have to be careful with those sacred places. Mm-hmm. Not just Machu Picchu. There are others in all over the world. We have to be careful with those places.
We have to preserve
that.
Sylvia, we've got about 8 minutes, 7 or 8 minutes left, and I wanted to ask you, what do you see happening for the future this year on the planet?
I know this year is women time. Mm-hmm. It's really women time. Everything that the women are deciding to do, to have, I know they will have, they will do. So it's really important. But doesn't mean that the men as well, because men also holds female energy. Mm-hmm. You know, the only thing is to work that way for men. But for women, it's everything. Maybe they will come in all over the world, women, leaders, women, all over, as you this time, you know?
Well, I have to... I have to tell you that from my own observation, the spiritual conferences that I go to, the majority of people who go there are women. Now, there are some men. I'm a man, but I'm a little different because I come from a psychic family, and it was very normal for all of us, all of my family, to talk to the other side. It's easy for me to talk to spirits on the other side as it is for me to talk to you here in this third dimension. But there are more men coming who are waking up, and I don't look at it as a female male issue. It's the innate ability to tie into the supreme being or intuitive sources to find the answers for everything you need to know, including what's the purpose of your life, why are you here, who you should be with, who's your sweetheart, who's your partner. Those kinds of decisions, those abilities, we all have that within us. And it's not necessarily a male characteristic or a female characteristic. It's just that a lot of women, because of enculturation, are tuned more to the other side and have strong intuitive abilities. But men have it too.
Yes, yes, of course. Men also they have, but I say that it's a feminine time because the activation of the female energy, because the Mother Earth as well. Mother Earth is feminine, so the Pachamama is activating her power. So it's the time of the women, that's why we said.
Yes, and I agree with you with that. I have another question from the audience. Michiko?
Well, yes. This is not a question, but I want to add to this women power and man power. Women means more love and collaboration. And men's energy is always competition. So up until now, competition, man power was really strong because this earth needed that energy. But now that we have this earth developed and now our women's energy, that is love energy and collaboration instead of competition. So that's what we are having now. And I think this, starting this year, it's a balance. Yeah, and that means a lot. And this year, that's even going faster, I think.
I couldn't agree with you more, Michiko. Beautifully said.
Yes, I can agree with that as well. It's really... we need the both powers. Before, women, we were sleeping. I can say that our energy were sleeping. But now, our female energy is moving. As Ted said, everywhere I was, more women. Very few men, little, but we have to move them as well. We have to move them to join to this balance in this life.
We have time for one quick question.
Sylvia, how do we move the men if they don't want to? What do we do? How do we present things so they will see it the right way? It is the right way to go.
Of course, we cannot change people. We cannot change men. But how we will change? Changing, women changing. I know every home, everywhere women are moving different. That change of love, more love. We have to expand the love, and then the men will change.
Thank you so much, Sylvia. What beautiful words of wisdom. This is Ted Marr, and for those of you who are just tuning in, broadcasting from Lake Titicaca at the 12,500-foot level above sea level here in beautiful southern Peru, next to the Bolivian border. Lake Titicaca is one of the most spiritual places in the world, full of fourth-dimensional energy from the hollow earth. And with that, I'd like to play this beautiful song, Imagine, by John Lennon. And please stay tuned for our next hour. Thank you so much.